Well, it is championship week here on the Fantasy Spin as we wind down the fantasy season. Week 16 is here, Joe, and the Eagles have a big matchup against the Bears. I think we both expect offensive fireworks in this game. Some people may be worried about LeSean McCoy after he only got 8 carries last week. I don't think we're worried about that this week. Facing the league's worst run defense in both yards per game, yards per carry. Shady will get the ball. Don't worry about him. Obviously, you start him. But the one interesting guy on the Eagles offense now is the rookie tight end, Zach Ertz, coming off a pretty good game, 2 pretty good games, actually. Is he borderline start-worthy to get you a championship?
Well, I think so, Bo. Not only have the Bears struggled kind of at the safety position all year in terms of coverage, but Coach Mark Trestman said this week that he expects linebacker Lance Briggs to come back from kind of a season-long injury. And to be completely honest with you, Lance Briggs has the name value. He provides that leadership to the defense. And I think the Bears need that with the run defense. But I don't think he's going to be as strong in coverage as Kasim Green, the rookie linebacker who had been filling in for him. Last week, Zach Ertz played more snaps than Brent Celek for the first time all season. It is very clear that Chip Kelly is starting to feature him as an active part of this offense. And you know what? He's kind of been more productive than even Riley Cooper in the last couple weeks. So I think Zach Ertz might be a guy who, behind DeSean Jackson, could be the number 2 target in this passing game right now.
On the other side of the ball, a huge test for the Eagles secondary. A week after they gave up 48 points to the Minnesota Vikings, they welcome in probably the league's best tandem of wide receivers in Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey.
Well, last week we were kind of fretting over at fantasyguru.com. Which guy is going to see more of Joe Hayden? Is it going to be Brandon Marshall? Is it going to be Alshon Jeffrey? Well, turns out it didn't even matter. It's because both of them scored touchdown passes. And look, you can see what Jay Cutler did last week. He threw up a ball down the field to Alshon Jeffrey. It was probably an ill-advised throw. He just heaved it in the air, and Alshon Jeffrey comes down with it and makes a long touchdown catch. That's what both of these guys can do. They both can make plays in the red zone. They both can make plays to move the chains. Brandon Marshall moves inside and outside. He can play in the slot. He can play outside. That is going to be a major mismatch for whomever the Eagles have playing in the slot this week. So I think Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, look, against anybody, these guys are must-starts, especially against the team in the Eagles who can score a lot of points. We could see a whole lot of production on both sides of the ball in both the passing and the running game.
Eagles fans will be keeping a very close eye on the 1 o'clock matchup between the Redskins and Cowboys, rooting for the Redskins, trying to knock the Cowboys out. And you think that Kirk Cousins is a possible starter worthy?
Well, just look at the numbers last week for Kirk Cousins against the Falcons. His 381 yards were the most from any Redskin quarterback this year. He gave helped Pierre Garçon to his best fantasy game since week 2. Santana Moss, outside of 2 fumbles, had his best fantasy game all year. Aldrick Robinson tied a season high with 4 catches, set a season high with 99 receiving yards. Fred Davis came back from the dead and scored a touchdown. So we had a guy in Kirk Cousins with whom the Redskin offense was more potent than it has been essentially all season. Even Alfred Morris, aside from him losing 2 fumbles as well, he had his best game on the ground in quite some time. So I think Kirk Cousins, look, streaming quarterbacks has been viable all season long, especially the last month. And I think Kirk Cousins is going to be a quarterback in a lot of fantasy championship lineups this week, and I think you can win with them. So Kirk Cousins, I would not rule out the Redskins just because they're at 3-11 here. I think they can score points at home against the Cowboys. They have a shot to win this game, and I think Cousins has a shot to win you a fantasy championship.
We will all be rooting hard for the Redskins there. Around the league, Ben Tate placed on injured reserve. Is Dennis Johnson a guy who you could start at a flex if you need to?
Well, the matchup against Denver isn't great, Bo, but I think he can get volume. The Texans have been an offense in the Kubiak regime, rather, I should say, that has been giving volume to running backs. Arian Foster, Ben Tate when Foster's injured, and Dennis Johnson, when Tate has been injured, he's been a guy who's gotten volume. So would I expect more than a flex play? Not really, but that's kind of what we expected out of Jordan Todman last week. And if you put Todman in your lineup, he surprised you and gave you nearly 20 points in a PPR. So I think Dennis Johnson is a guy who can catch the ball, and with volume, I think he could produce for you this week against the Denver Broncos. And because he can catch the ball, he should be in there when they're playing from behind as well.
At wide receiver, you like one of the Seahawks guys.
Yeah, I love Doug Baldwin this week. I think Patrick Peterson kind of got embarrassed a little bit last week by Kendall Wright and the Tennessee Titans. I think he's going to draw the matchup on the perimeter against Golden Tate. Doug Baldwin has been their most productive receiver over the last 5 weeks. He's been a number 3 PPR receiver, and he's got the better matchup this week playing from the slot. The Cardinals lost their slot corner, Tyrann Mathieu, to an ACL tear a couple weeks ago. Doug Baldwin has been Russell Wilson's most reliable target. I love him as a number three wide receiver in a PPR league this week.
Finally, at tight end, you still believe in Dennis Pitta despite a down week last
week. Yeah, he had a bad game, but that game was just weird. It was kind of a typical Ravens game in that they weren't really moving the ball, but they made a couple plays when they need to. I think the Patriots, though, might adjust their game plan from last week. Against the Dolphins, they had Aqib Talib, their top corner, on Charles Clay, the tight end. They got burned, though. They got burned by Mike Wallace, who had a big game. I would think Bill Belichick might adjust to make sure Torrey Smith doesn't burn them in quite a similar way. We know Joe Flacco can throw one of the best deep balls in the NFL, so I would expect Dennis Pitta to kind of get open a little bit more. If you've been rolling with him, or if you counted on him last week and you somehow survived, I still think he's probably good for four or five catches and a couple targets in the red zone this week.
There you have it. Best of luck in your fantasy championships. The word from Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG underscore Dolan. And listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM 87.